It's been a swift fall from grace for President Biden's top science advisor. Eric Lander was sworn into office last June, but this week he resigned from his position as director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy. Lev Fasher has been reporting on the impact of Lander's resignation. He's Washington correspondent for STAT. Lev, welcome.
Thank you.
So why is Lander resigning?
Eric Lander is resigning after a White House investigation found that he acted in a verbally abusive manner pretty consistently in his role as director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. This investigation concluded back in December. It only came to light, though, this week after a Politico report. And within just a few days, Lander had announced his resignation. So, of course, a major blow to the Biden administration's scientific aspirations.
And in his resignation letter, Lander said, quote, "I am devastated that I caused hurt to past and present colleagues by the way in which I have spoken to them." And he added that the work of this office is far too important to be hindered. So let's talk about the work of his office. What exactly was his department? He's the first White House science advisor to hold a seat on the president's cabinet, which demonstrates how important his position was. What was he doing?
Exactly. He's also the first White House science advisor to come from a life sciences background. Typically, it's a job that's focused more on the physical sciences. The office was actually founded in response to the Cold War and the threat of a nuclear USSR. It's shifted, though, and particularly under President Biden, some of that office's biggest goals right now include the revamped White House Cancer Moonshot, as well as the creation of a new agency called ARPA-H, which is essentially DARPA for healthcare. It's this really high-stakes research agency essentially aimed at developing biomedical breakthroughs, and nothing like it has really existed on the healthcare front in the federal government before. So among others, those are two of the huge priorities that Eric Lander was working on, and their fate is now less clear than it was just a week ago.
One of the things that Eric Lander oversaw, at least in his department, his division, was the Cancer Moonshot Initiative. President Biden has talked about this quite a bit. He set a goal of cutting cancer deaths in half within the next 25 years. Here's a little bit of him laying out that vision.
Our message today is this: we can do this. I promise you, we can do this. For all those we lost, for all those we miss, we can end cancer as we know it.
So what impact does Eric Lander's resignation, his departure, have on the Cancer Moonshot effort?
You know, it's not yet clear. One of the big questions about the Cancer Moonshot was whether the White House was going to ask Congress for more money to fund it. And typically, when the White House makes that ask of lawmakers, they essentially send someone to Capitol Hill to lobby on behalf of that request. And that would have been Eric Lander. It might also have been Francis Collins, the former director of the National Institutes of Health. But he resigned in December, so that agency has a leadership vacancy as well. That said, there is really good leadership atop the Cancer Moonshot right now. Danielle Carnival is running that effort. She's a longtime Biden aide. She's a trained neuroscientist. She really has experience shepherding this kind of big project. So there's a degree to which that project might be insulated. But in terms of a really public face and someone who can go to Capitol Hill and make the case for more funding and for whatever other legislative language is needed to push that project forward, I think that's the big unresolved question in light of Lander's resignation.
Although there are questions about whether this kind of derails this effort that after the Biden administration had put so much behind not just Lander, but this entire initiative to increase science involvement in and what government can do with its funds. And I have to assume increase public trust in science. Does this damage the reputation of a department that the Biden administration was so concerned about polishing?
It's hard to see how it wouldn't. If you just zoom out a bit, President Biden campaigned on following the science, on listening to the doctors, especially in the context of COVID-19. But now here we are, more than a year into his administration. You know, there are a lot of remaining questions about the administration's ability to really follow through on its pledge of being the science administration and, you know, President Biden's pledge to be the president who ends cancer as we know it.
That's Lev Fasher, Washington correspondent for the health and medicine publication Stat. Lev, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Celeste.
You'll find a link to Lev Fasher's article about Eric Lander on our website, hereandnow.org.